Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shawnee. How may I help you?
Hi, Bernd here. I detect two transactions that are unrequested and brought over to your company. And I reported it to the bank and they want me to verify it at this phone number.
Okay. May I please have your zip code?
98648.
98648? Yep. May I please have your first and last name?
Berend, first name, B-E-R-E-N-D, last name, L-E-L-S.
Thank you. I did locate an account for you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
605 Northwest Vancouver Avenue or P.O. Box. Depends on what it is. We can't receive mail here. It has to go to P.O. Box.
Okay. Please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account.
Okay.
Thank you for holding.
Okay.
Okay, so I do see we're on December 13th. You placed the order for that Self Elite drone where you pay $825 for shipping and handling. And on December 19th, you were charged $67.32 for that membership.
Where's that? Membership? No, I never requested the membership. Never, ever.
I'm sorry. Okay, so on December 19th, you were charged to $67.32 for the membership. Are you aware of the terms and conditions upon signing up for that Self Elite drone?
No, there's no membership on that one.
Okay, so would you like me to explain your account to you?
No, you have to refund that money.
Okay, so upon placing that order for the Stealth Elite drone, you were automatically placed inside of a trial where the terms and conditions stated that you had a certain amount of time to call in and cancel before you were billed in full for that product, well, for that membership. So because call in and cancel, you got billed in December on the 19th for that $67.32.
I request you to send the money back. That's just totally not true.
But I can definitely go ahead and cancel out this account for you. And you stated that you disputed these charges with your bank already?
There are no charges. Just put the money back and there's no transactions happening.
I'm sorry. You stated you disputed these charges with your bank already?
Say again?
You disputed these charges with your bank already?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So what I can do is I can go ahead and cancel out this account and provide you with that cancellation number. On top of that, I can offer you a 50% refund on that charge of $67.32.
No, full refund only.
Now, those charges are valid due to the terms and conditions being under there.
I have no links with your activities. This is just sad. Sorry to say that. I want to have it refunded right away. Both transactions.
Please allow me just a brief moment to cancel out your account, please.
And I hope you're all enjoying the last semi-mild day before a very dangerous cold front rolls into our area. Let's get home to keep control of the conversation all around.
Yeah, the trees are freezing the temperature today. We're going to be the forecast tomorrow before a bitterly cold winter moves in. So, by tomorrow, it is like all the year, we're going to talk to the northern part of the spring. Headed our way, taking a nice tomorrow and Thursday, and we'll be moving to the south. Monday, Tuesday, down to the storm system, and it's going to be through. At this point, we're expecting this to be all the way down to about Friday morning.
Well, that's bad. Look like textures are not. Yeah, Thursday it sucks, people.
Thank you for holding, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I did go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Okay, so that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
The C of Charlie, you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
263.
263.
393.
Yeah. 393. Yeah.
880.
880. Okay. And what does that mean?
That your account has
to the bank.
Your account has been completely canceled. Now, as far as that charge goes, I did speak with my supervisor about it. So I went ahead and fully refunded you back that $67.32.
Yep.
Please allow it to take up to 3 to 5 business days for it to show back on your account. Also, your account has been completely canceled, so there is no more reoccurring charges.
I will report it to the bank, and I'll give them the cancellation number as well.
Also, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So, the full refund, due to you disputing these charges with your bank, you will have to either call back with your bank or have your bank call us to say that they dropped the dispute for us to release that full refund.
Okay. No. They will know that if I tell them that. Okay. So when is this back on the account? In 3 days, you say? I have to do nothing.
I forgot that you said you have to cancel this. Yes, sir. So I forgot that you said that you disputed the charges with the bank. So you would have to actually call back in with your bank or have your bank call us to say that they dropped the dispute so we can release your full refund.
No, the bank is not going to call you. I refer to this code and I tell the bank this is the code and it will be settled in 3 days.
Well,
so
I did offer... Yes, sir. So I did offer you.
If you guys don't do this, then the full block will happen.
Yes, sir. I do understand, but I did offer you that full refund with your bank on the line.
You don't offer that. That you have to do that because that's it is an illegal action.
Due to you disputing the charges with your bank, I'm unable to refund you right now. You would have to actually have your bank call in and say that they dropped the dispute because you stated that you disputed the charges with your bank already.
If I tell my bank that I dropped the dispute because I have
Bank will have to tell us that the dispute is dropped. So you will either have to call in with them.
Why does the bank have to call you?
Because you already disputed the charges with your bank.
No, I don't feel that I have to be pushed by you anyway. So I'll report this to my bank and then you'll see what they do. That's not my business. I'm not going to push my bank into doing that. I reported my card is canceled right away, immediately, because I detected it coincidentally today because I looked at my account. And you gave me a number. I don't know what it means. You tell me it's a cancellation number. I'll tell to the bank that they gave me a cancellation number, and this is the number. And she will report that most likely. And if the general custom is that the bank will call you, then they can call you. But I'm not ordering my bank to call you because whatever reason. And if that's the normal procedure, then I'm fine with that. That's not a problem. So it will be settled that way. You say 3 days, right?
Well, no, sir, because you have to call in with your bank or have your bank call us.
Yeah,
so we can issue you out that refund.
Yeah, of course I called my bank. My bank called me back.
Yes, sir. So
right now.
Yes, sir. So once your bank calls us to drop the dispute, we can issue you out that full refund, and it will take up to 3 to 5 business days for you to receive it.
Okay. I'll talk to my bank. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a good day.
This is a different approach than I ever thought.
So what happened?
They send it back, but the bank has to report that.
Is there something else I can help you with?
Tell them. Okay. Thank you. I thought you were off. Yeah.